In almost complete contrast to the hyena wastes of the Jurian East, stand the realms of the Doglands, a loose constellation of citadels and town-states nestled between the ridges of Izhura and the guarded frontiers of the Lion's territorial dominions, where the hyena tribes thrive on terror, filth, and frenzy. The folk of the Doglands labor toward the illusion, and perhaps the first true experiment of civilization. Their walls are high, their gates fortified, their plazas swept and sunlit. Within, sandstone towers rise over clay-tiled streets. Bazaars spill with spice, silver, and textiles traded freely among breeds once enslaved. The population itself is a breed-born refuge of runaways and freed thralls, their collective memory steeped in the hunger for autonomy. Every law in their realm speaks to the preservation of the self and the punishment of those who would erase it. Execution and treason are the two pillars upon which their justice rests, and mercy is measured not in pity, but in restraint from cruelty. Yet for all their civility, they remain a young and precarious nation. The dog folk abhor conscription, reject state labor drafts, and refuse to bind service to punishment. Their armies are few, their militia undisciplined, and their reliance on coin and contract makes them slow to rally. They are merchants before soldiers, architects before conquerors, and in that inversion lies both their nobility and their doom. Still, their hatred of both jackals and hyenas runs hotter than any forge in Vandiris. No treaty, no creed, no trade route is ever permitted to cross the filth of those carrion plains. To the dog folk, coexistence with wolves is a cautious truce, with horses, a mutual respect. But with hyenas, only eternal war, declared in silence and fought in every child's bedtime story. For mistakes, even noble ones, do not require frequency to accumulate ruin. And the lions across the Western Sea, in their cruel provinces of Gamondor, have long delighted in watching fledgling nations stumble, savoring with almost culinary patience the pleasure of playing with their food.